So far, I've explained the concept of screening off and how it can be used to show that a variable belongs in a model or not. Some problems, and I used longevity as an example, are especially challenging because the prohibited variable is actually predictive. When gender just does help predict longevity, eliminating it results in worse models. And if you need to determine if those worse models use variables that are just proxies for gender, you have to have gender to see if it screens them off. If gender screens off the variable, that variable shouldn't be used either. If it doesn't mostly screen it off, it's probably okay. Where's that fuzzy line drawn? Damn if I know. There's no right answer to that, just reasonable opinion. But the much more common cases are ones where race, gender, or age are not, unlike in the longevity example, really predictive of an outcome. In those cases, they may be getting used out of malice, but mostly they get used because they're easy, they're readily available, and they look predictive. Often, the behavioral variables that would screen them off aren't collected. Age, gender, and race correlate with all sorts of other factors, and since they are commonly and easily available, there's a temptation to use them, even when it's obvious they don't actually cause the underlying relationship, just as with height and longevity. This is by far the most common driver of model bias, and it's driven mostly by data collection, not modeling. The free provision of census data has probably done more to create biased models than all the racial and gender animus in the world. Because of the deep correlations between protected variables and almost every reasonable social, behavioral, and demographic variable in existence, it's impossible to build useful models that don't include protected variable correlates. In some cases, those are problematic, and in some cases, they're not. As model builders, here's where I think our responsibility lies. First, we should never use a variable simply because it's a proxy for a protected variable. That's just wrong. Second, we should never use a variable that's screened off by other factors we have available to us. That's just bad practice. Third, and this one is the hardest, we have a responsibility to work to identify and use causal factors, those screening variables, not simply correlates. That means, for example, finding ways to get at driving behavior, not correlates like gender and age. How hard do we have to work? I don't know. Many of the people who make this seem easy and clear-cut are not interested in either the truth or the science. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be interested in both.